So wonderful to be here tonight. Great to see everybody, at least everyone who's showing their faces. The truth is tonight I want to discuss a very interesting idea. It's a very novel approach, and I believe that it's a truthful approach. And we're going to begin again. If everybody could just mute themselves, that would be fantastic. Okay, so obviously we all know that the 3 weeks are about to begin, and now is the time that we contemplate the Beis Hamikdash, and we contemplate the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, and we contemplate the coming of Mashiach. And therefore, I want to focus a little bit on Mashiach. So the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin tells us on Sadi Ches Amud Beis, Amar Ula. Ula said, Yesei velo ichmine. May the Mashiach come, but I not see him. V'chein Amar Rabba. And Rabba said similarly, Yesei velo ichmine. May he come, but may I not see him. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says, Yesi, may he come, ve'eske di'itesov bitula de'kefisa de'chamare. And may I merit to sit in the shadow of his donkey, referring to Mashiach's dung. And obviously, what the Gemara is telling us is the reason why these great Amoraim are not interested in witnessing the coming of Mashiach is because Mashiach, or the coming of Mashiach, or the time period leading up to Mashiach, is going to be wrought with great, great trial and tribulation. As we all know, Chazal tell us that Mashiach, or the time leading up to Mashiach, is referred to as Chevle Mashiach. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, Kol hamekayim shalosh seudos b'shabbos, that anyone who fulfills the three seudos b'shabbos, nitzol mishalosh peronios, he'll be spared, saved from the three most difficult time periods. Mechevle shemashiach, from the chevle of Mashiach. And Rashi comes and tells us, what's this word chevle, the travails, the trials and tribulations of Mashiach? Rashi comes and tells us, this word chevle is referring to chevle yolda. Just as a woman, as she's giving birth, she's delivering a baby, it's obviously an exciting time. They're going to witness and bring in a new life and raise and rear this child. But nonetheless, it's with great trial and tribulation. Chevle Mashiach, birth pangs, the suffering of delivery, it's traumatic. And it's very arduous, and there's a lot of pain that's involved. And therefore, it's referred to by Chazal as the Chevle Mashiach, as the birth pangs, as the travails of Mashiach. And obviously, Medina Shel Gehenem U'Milchemes Gog U'Magog. But the obvious question that one has to ask is, there are many ways to express, or many ways to articulate this idea of trial and tribulation. There are many ways to express the travails or the birth pangs without actually referring to birth pangs. What about the scraping of skin, that it will be considered to be like the scraping of a skin? Imagine what Rabbi Akiva endured as he was learning Torah, and he was told that it's against the law, and yet he did it anyways, and they took him out and they skinned him alive. Why don't we discuss the coming of Mashiach in reference to it's the time period of Misareges HaBasar, the Misareges Mashiach? It's the skinning, it's peeling away. Why is it that when coming and expressing the trials and tribulations of Mashiach, do we refer to it as the Chevle Mashiach? So it's very possible the reason why that we refer to it as the Chevle Mashiach is based upon a pasuk in Maseches Sanhedrin. Amar Rav says, Ein ben David ba, that ben David will not come, ad shetispashet hamalchus al Yisrael tisha chadashim, until the kingdom, referring to Edom, Esav, has extended its control over Yisrael tisha chadashim, 9 months. So maybe because the psukim reference, Chazal referenced this idea of Edom, of Esav coming and extending its control, its dominion over Yisrael for 9 months, that's why we refer to the time period leading up to Mashiach as the Chevle Mashiach, as the birth pangs, the suffering of delivering a child, as coming of Mashiach. Though I want to suggest a different answer, another possibility, as to why we refer to the trial and tribulation of that time period before Mashiach as the Chevle Mashiach, as the birth pangs of Mashiach. In order to answer this question, we have to go to a very well-known Ramban, but the Ramban mentions this yisod in a number of places, and it's something that we have spoken about in the past. But the Ramban articulates and formulates this idea known as Maisa Avos Simen Labanim. Let me explain. Ramban says, Omer lecha klal, I will tell you a klal, a general idea. Tavinoso b'chol aparshios habos, which you should keep in mind throughout all of the upcoming parshios, be'inyan, as it relates to Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. V'hu inyan gadol, and it's a great idea. Hiskiruhu rabosenu b'derek kitzara, which the rabbis mentioned b'derek kitzara in a very succinct way, when they said, kol mashe'ira la'avos, that all that it happens to the avos, to the patriarchs, simon is a sign, labanim, to their children. Vilachain continues the Ramban, and therefore Ya'arichu haksuvim besipur hamasaos, and this is precisely the reason why the psukim, and we obviously know that the Torah is very succinct. The Torah doesn't waste words or ideas or concepts, but yet Ya'arichu haksuvim, the psukim extend itself in telling over the story of the travels, the chafiros habeeros, the digging of the pits or the wells, usha'ar hamikrim, and all of the other events. V'yachshav hachoshi bahem ki'ilu heim dvarim miyutarim. And one thinking about these ideas might internalize that they're miyusar, that they're extra, that they're not necessary. Ein bohem toeles, there's no purpose for these ideas. But kulam boim lelamid al ha'asid. Indeed, it's not true. Rather, any time that the Torah mentions a story, an event that happens with the patriarchs, the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's to allude, to teach us about the future. Yavo hamikre lanavi mishloshes ha'avos. For when in an event happens to the prophet from one of the three avos, yizbonin mimenu ahadavar, it is at that moment where we can understand something that happens to the avos will eventually happen to their children, maisa avos, simen labanim. And with that yisod, now we'll be able to understand a little bit more on a deeper level why we refer to the Chevle Mashiach as the birth pangs of Mashiach. The trials and tribulations are not referred to in another way to indicate the suffering, the pain, but rather it's referred to as the Chevle Mashiach. So the Gemara tells us, continuing in Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara tells us that the period leading up to Mashiach, tsaros rabos ugzeros kashos mitzchachos, numerous troubles and gzeros kashos, harsh decrees, mitzchachos, will always be happening, will always be appearing anew. Now that idea is found in the psukim in Parshas Toldos And finally, Shaharishona Pisuko. Before the first trouble is over, Shania Mimaheres Lavo, a second problem or suffering will be quick to appear. The Psukim tell us, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem, that Yitzchak and Rivka were married, but she was an Akara. She couldn't have any children. And therefore, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Linchoach Ishto, Ki Akara Hi, that Yitzchak Davin to Hashem, Vatar Rivka Ishto, when she was having that trouble of giving birth to a child, of having a pregnancy, Vataha Rivka Ishto, she ultimately became pregnant. One problem that was present was now already had passed, and yet immediately again the Psukim tell us, Vayitzrotzitzu Habonim Bekirba, Vatomer Imkein Lama Ze'anochi. She had one problem of not being able to have a child. And as the Gemara tells us, Vitzaros Rabos, Ugzeros Kachos, Mitzchachos, there's going to be a harsh gezera that was placed upon Klal Yisrael. And when one is solved, when one problem, says the Gemara, is solved, another one will appear immediately. And right after she had the ability of becoming pregnant, the Psukim immediately tell us, Vayitzrotzitzu Habonim Bekirba. And she says, Lama Ze Anochi. So that is going to happen in the years leading up to the Mashiach. And then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbis taught in a brisa. Shavua sheben David ba, the 7 year, Shavua sheben David ba, the 7 year cycle when Mashiach will come, will look as follows. So the Gemara is telling us that there's a 7 year cycle that will lead into the coming of Mashiach. Before that 7 year cycle, there will be angst, followed by more angst. And then the 7 years are going to start. And the Gemara tells us what those 7 years are going to look like. First, the Gemara says, Shana Rishona, the first year of the 7 year cycle. The Pasuk says, V'himtarti al ir echas v'al ir achas lo amtir. I will bring rain in one town, and on one town I will not bring rain. I believe that, what that's talking about is continuing in the story of Rivka having these two children, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem La, that Hashem says to her, Shnei Goyim Bibitnech, there are two Goyim, there are two nations Bibitnech in your womb, Ushnei Le'umim Memi'ayich Yiparedu. Two regimes from your inside shall be separated. Ule om mil om ye'ematz v'rav ya'avod so'ir. The might shall pass from one regime to the other, and ultimately the elder shall serve the younger. And Rashi explains, based on those words, mil om ye'ematz, lo yishavu bigedola, that there will never be a point in time throughout history where they will both be a force in the world. Kishezek kam zenofel. When this one come, when this one rises and is the dominant country or dominant nation in the world, zenofel, the next one will fall. And that is based upon what we just had read in the Gemara. I will bring rain on one town, and on one town I will not bring rain. Meaning, there will be a sufficiency in some areas and famine in the other. When one area is on top, the other one will fall. And then the Psukim continue weiter. The Psukim tell us that her period, her term had come. She had had these children. Vayetze harishon admoni kulo kaderes se'ar vayikru'u shemo esav. Vayetze Rishon Admoni. The first one that came out, it was red. And Rashi comes and tells us, Simon hu sheyehei shofech damim. It's a sign, it's an illusion that this child is a murderer. That is the second year of the seven-year cycle, as the Gemara tells us, in the second year, Shania Chitzei Ra'av Mishtalchim. In the second year, the arrows of famine will be sent forth. Meaning that at this moment, it wasn't a full famine, but there will be a limited famine in some areas. There will be famine, partial famine set forth. There's a simon, there's a sign as to what's going to happen, that Esav was born. There was an illusion, there was a sign, a simon, that he was a shofech damim, that he was a murderer. But he wasn't yet manifesting that in a profound way. That will happen in the next year's cycle. As the psukim tell us, vaygdilu ha-ne'arim, that the ne'arim, they grew up. Vayihi Esav ish yodea tzayed ish sadeh, that these children grew up, and Rashi tells us, kol zman shahayu kitanim, all the while that they were kitanim, lo hayu nikarim b'maaseyem, they weren't distinguished through their actions, ve'en adam midaktek bahem mativam, a person wasn't able to distinguish who was who. But kevan shenasu b'neid gimel shana, ze poresh lebete midrashos, v'ze poresh la'avodas kochavim, this one went to the Beis Medrash, and this one went to the house of idolatry. But not only did he worship idols, the psukim tell us that Esav was ayef, he was exhausted, he was tired. Vayozed Yaakov nazid vayavo Esav min hasadeh v'hu ayef, and Rashi tells us biritzicha, he was exhausted because he was a murderer. So we see by this third year, Shlishis Rav Gadol, there was great famine because already Esav had displayed his true colors as being a murderer. Edom comes and bludgeons and kills and murders and destroys. That's its teva. But the psukim continue. The psukim tell us, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov said, Michra kayom isbicha rascha li, you're exhausted, you're tired. So sell me, give me that birthright. And ultimately, that's the fourth year of the Mashiach cycle. As it says, sova ve'eno sova. In the fourth year, there will be sova, there will be sufficiency, but not a complete sufficiency. Meaning, we all know that in addition to Yaakov taking the birthright or acquiring the birthright from Esav, there was something else that Yaakov had wanted. As we all know, the Torah tells us, Vayomer, and Esav said, Hachi kara shemo Yaakov. Is it because his name was called Yaakov that he outwitted me, Vayakveni ze pa'amayim, he outwitted me not once, but twice. Not only did he take the firstborn, but ultimately he took those brachos that we'll see a little bit on. But when the Gemara comes and tells us that the fourth year of the seventh year cycle was that there's going to be sufficiency, meaning for Klal Yisrael, there's going to be enough, but not enough. There's going to be sova ve'eno sova, meaning Klal Yisrael, that Yaakov only had the Bechor at that time, but he yet did not have the brachos, the elusive brachos that eventually he was going to take from his illustrious father Yitzchak. And then continues, Ubachamishi sova gadol. After he took the Bechor, the Psukim tell us that he went and he took the brachos. Ubachamishi sova gadol. In the fifth year, there's going to be a tremendous amount of sufficiency. The ochlin, vishosin, usmeichin. People will eat and drink and rejoice. The Torah chozeres lomdeah, and the Torah will return to those that learn it. And ultimately, we know that the Torah tells us that Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov had come to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak tells him, "V'yitein l'cho ha'elokim mital ha'shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz v'rav dagon b'sirosh yavducha amim." So the pasuk tells us that may God give you of the dew of the heavens and the fatness of the earth. There's going to be a plentifulness. There's going to be with that brachos, you're going to eat and you're going to drink and you're going to rejoice. You're going to have all that a person could for whatever want. But Esav wasn't happy. Esav was despondent. He comes back to his father and he says, "I'm here. I'm ready." Vayihi kasher ki lo Yitzchak levareches Yaakov. Ach yotze yatzo Yaakov ve'esav achiv ba mitzedo. Esav had come from hunting what his father had requested initially. Vayas gam humatamim. He also had made these delicacies. Vayove le'aviv, and he brought it to his father. Until finally Yitzchak asks him, "Mi ata? Who are you?" He says, "Ani b'incha b'charcha Esav. I'm your oldest child." Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gedola. Yitzchak was frightened. And kishmoa Esav as divrei aviv. When Esav heard the words of his father, says the pasuk, vayitzak tze'aka gedola umara ad me'od, that he cried out a bitter cry. And ultimately, that's the sixth year of the seventh year cycle. Bashishis is kolos. In the seventh year, there's going to be, in the sixth year, there's going to be sounds. And ultimately, that's the sound of Esav crying out that he was duped not once, but twice by his brother Yaakov. And what was Esav's response in the aftermath of his crying out? Vayomer bo achicha b'mirma vayikach birchasecha. Yitzchak says, "Your brother came b'mirma with cleverness, and he took your brachos." And the psukim tell us that in his heart, Vayomer Esav, Esav said bilibo in his heart, Yikrivu yemei evel aviv, that it will be when my father will pass, Va'ahargo es Yaakov achi, I'm going to kill my brother Yaakov, I will avenge my honor by killing him. And ultimately that's the seventh year, right before the coming of Mashiach, as the Gemara tells us, Bashviis milchamos, in the seventh year there will be wars. Alluding to the war that Esav, Edom, is going to wage on Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. And finally, in the aftermath of that seven-year cycle, that 7 years of ups and downs and turns and curves, and some years better than others and some years totally destructive. Ultimately what will happen is, as the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, Vayelech Harana, that Yaakov left from Beersheva, went to Haran, Vayifka b'makom, and he encountered the place, Vayolen Sham, and he slept there, Kivo Hashemesh, Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom, Vayishkav b'makom ahu. And we know that this place, says Chazal, that this is none other, Vayifka b'makom, that he encountered the place. This is none other than Har HaMoriah, the place where Klal Yisrael will eventually rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that is as the Gemara tells us, B'motzei Shavis, in the aftermath of the seventh year, Ben David Ba, Ben David, Mashiach, will eventually come and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And this is why I believe it was called Chevle Moshiach and not Misarek Mashiach, or some other painful experience, because Chevle Moshiach is the process of Rivka becoming pregnant and giving birth and raising these children and experiencing the highs and the lows of Yaakov and Esav, Yisrael and Edom, leading up to the idea of Edom wanting, Esav wanting to kill Yaakov, Yisrael, until finally, Vayifka b'makom. Chevle Moshiach, Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. The reason why it's referred to as Chevle Moshiach is because that story, the story that we are going to experience, and perhaps we're in the seventh year right now, the story that we experience in this seven-year cycle is simply an extension, is a manifestation, is a modern-day manifestation of Yitzchak and Rivka davening to Hashem. And immediately upon davening to Hashem, another calamity, Vayitzratasu habonim bekirba. And then, at that point, there'll be famine and some famine. There'll be famine in one place, and sufficiency in another place. That's referring to when one nation is up, the other nation is down. And then it became a point where Esau was born. And that, there was only a little, there was a little hardship. Because all it was a sinin. He was born red, so it was a sign of what to come. And then it became much, much more profound, where it was Vaygdalu HaNe'arim, that these boys grew up, and he was Ayef, and now he showed his true colors, where he was bludgeoning and murdering and killing. And at that point, after that, there was some sufficiency, where Yaakov was able to take one of the brachos, the bechor, but it wasn't complete because there was still something remaining. And then after that idea, what happened was, as he finally took both of them, where now we had complete sufficiency, we were riding high, but it was at that point where there's kolos, and that's the sixth year. And that was the crying out of Esav, saying he duped me not once, but twice. And the seventh year is Milchama, where Esav says, I'm going to avenge my honor, I'm going to kill Yaakov. Until finally, Motzi, seventh year, Motzi, all those difficult and hard years, Vayifgad b'makom, Yaakov encounters the place. Ultimately, Har HaMoriah, the Beis HaMikdash, will ultimately be rebuilt. Maisa Avos Siman Labanim. We are mamish in that time period. We see the Chevle Mashiach. We have to appreciate and understand that we're part of a shalshelis, we're part of a chain. We don't live in a vacuum. What we're experiencing is simply a manifestation of what Yaakov experienced thousands of years earlier. But Baruch Hashem, we know that even through all of that difficulty and all of those hardships, Vayifgad b'makom, ultimately, just as Yaakov encountered Har HaMoriah, we, Amir Tzashem, will encounter the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a good night.